With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. The Super Bowl's over and all those random Skittles have been swept up off Fourth Avenue, but the NFL's back in the spotlight. That's because of news that broke over the weekend that the league could soon see its first openly gay player. All-American defensive lineman Michael Sam is expected to be a top draft pick this May. He came out to his teammates at the University of Missouri before the season began. On Sunday, Sam came out publicly to the New York Times.
I'm Michael Sam. I'm a football player, and I'm gay.
All-American defensive lineman Michael Sam. Dave Cope waited until after his career in the NFL was over before he came out. Cope is a former University of Washington Husky who played 9 seasons in the NFL. He came out in 1975, and he was the first professional athlete in a major men's sport to do so. Cope spoke with us this morning from his home in Los Angeles. I asked him how he reacted when he heard Michael Sam's announcement.
Well, I only knew it only the day before, which kind of ticked me off. But it had to be a guarded thing. But I'm thrilled. I couldn't be happier about it, especially with someone who's a real football player. You know what I mean? He's the SEC player, co-player of the year. That means he can play football. Projected to be a third, fourth round draft choice, maybe lower, maybe higher, who knows. But he can play. And the kid, he seems really, Michael seems really authentic. And I'm just thrilled that he's that kind of guy. He's a stand-up kind of guy, he seems. I'm really, really happy about it. It's something that should have happened a long, long time ago.
Well, it's interesting because Sam's teammates already knew he had come out to them. They played together at a very high level, won the Cotton Bowl, went 12-2. What do you make of the kind of support that he has gotten? And
wow, I'm jealous.
Well, you mentioned you're jealous. He's gotten, I mean, he had the support of his teammates. I'm pretty sure he was the best player on that.
Did you see how his coach was? You think I was a happy guy? Come on, I couldn't be happier, you know?
Well, that seems like he's gotten that reaction from many people around the league.
He's real. He's a football player. He's a guy that stands up. He's a leader. It's not surprising that he spoke out. I look back on my career and, you know, I didn't become a leader until I faced up to my own ghost, and my ghost was fear because I really wasn't that tough guy. I had to learn to be a tough guy. When I got benched by Peck Lee my entire junior year there at the Seattle University of Washington, and the coaches were right. I was kind of a wuss, you know, but I wasn't a wuss after my junior year or through my junior year. When I was playing defensive tackle on the fifth team, and then I was losing my friend's attention in the fraternity house, and I wanted to get back his attention, and that's what motivated me more than anything, probably.
Huh. So, in a sense, trying to attract somebody made you play better. Well, at this point, the conversation about Michael Sam is, well, maybe teams aren't going to want him because he was brave and saying who he was to the whole world. And yet there's a whole welling of support from players. So it seems,
well, you know, in a way it's a distraction. That's true. And I told Michael, you let it be a distracted for a couple of days. It's going to be maybe a week. But at the same time, you need to start bringing it like you've never brought it before. And when you get to the combine and you get to training camp, you put your nose right into it. People say, well, you know, Seattle Seahawks have been built by players that, you know, had chip on their shoulders and needed some motivation. You don't think I had a chip on my shoulder?
I bet
when
you
I
did.
I didn't get drafted after 20 rounds. And you need something to motivate you, you know.
Do you think he will get drafted?
Oh, yes, I think he'll get drafted. You're not the co-defensive Southeast Conference Player of the Year and not get drafted. He'll get drafted. I hope he gets drafted at least in the third round. That's my hope. Otherwise, he's going to lose a lot of initial money that weren't on the table when I signed as a free agent. Of course, in those days, it was a joke about what we were making. You know, those days, Johnny Unitas was laying carpet in the off season. It's not like it is now, you know?
Well, just the last thing, this was from the MVP of that Super Bowl, Malcolm Smith. He
right.
said on Twitter, there's no room for bigotry in American sports, and he was referring to Michael Sam. Do you think that is the attitude going forward?
Absolutely. You know, I think people are really getting on board. and will continue to be.
Too late for you, but not too late to change things for other people.
Well, it's too late for me in the sense that, you know, I'm not there playing, but I'm there, believe me. I'm there.
That's University of Washington Husky and NFL veteran Dave Coppé. And in 1975, nearly 40 years ago, Coppé was the first former NFL player to come out as a gay man. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.